بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. باب استحباب السلام إذا قام من المجلس وفارق جلساءه أو جليسه. Chapter which deals with the desirability of making salam when you get up from a gathering and you part company with those whom you were sitting or were engaged with. Quite some time now we have been discussing the importance of salam, the etiquettes pertaining to salam, the different situations, conditions which may arise in which the Shariat advocates the importance and the necessity for us to make salam, the issue of whether salam should be made to masturat, etc. In this chapter, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah touches on one logical aspect. When you meet somebody or come into contact with someone or enter a home or a situation or engage with someone, Islam requires you that beforehand you should make salam. The issue is what happens when you are leaving. Like we know, when you enter our house, there is a dua to enter the house. In the same way, Islam teaches us that when you're leaving the house also, there is a dua. Enter the masjid, we are taught, send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Likewise, when you leave the masjid also, before leaving, we should send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and recite the dua. When it comes to tawaf in Makkah Mukarramah, we know it is masnoon. When you arrive in Makkah Mukarramah, a person makes tawaf, which is what we call tahiyya, the greeting of the masjid. When you leave Makkah Mukarramah, there also you are required to make tawaf. So in the same way, when it comes to this issue of salam, not only does Islam teach us when you're entering somewhere, engaging at someone, make salam, when you are leaving also, there also Shariat advocates that we should make salam. As we can see, one, the heading Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has brought, the other is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa Nabi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, idhan taha ahadukum ilal majlis falyusallim. When any of you approaches or reaches a gathering, let him make salam. فَإِذَا أَرَادَ أَنْ يَقُومُ, when he intends to get up, in other words to leave, فَلْيُسَلِّمُ, he must make salam again. So salam when you come, salam when you leave also. And then very interestingly, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَلَيْسَتِ الْأُولَى بِأَحَقْ مِنَ الْآخِرَةِ. The first salam, in other words, when you came, is not more important than the one when you are leaving. In other words, both are equally important. Shariat advises, advocates, and encourages both salams. Hikmat of this, wisdom of this, ulama ikram have written, one is, our salam is dua. And besides dua, it is a declaration of peace that you are telling everyone in that gathering who you made salam with, that listen, every one of you, Ayyul Islami Afdal, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked the question, what is the height, pinnacle of Islam, who is the best Muslim? Man salim al muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadi. Salim comes from the word salam. Every person from whom, that person from whose hands and tongue every person is safe, is not a threat. So a Muslim with his salam, he declares to everyone that is present there that you are safe from me now. I'm not going to hurt you or harm you in any way. Now when you are leaving and making salam, ulama, like I said, they mention an interesting point. They say by making salam when you arrive, you are telling everyone that they are safe from you in your presence. Now when you leave, again you are reassuring them that even in my absence you are safe from me. In other words, behind your back, I'm not going to make ghibat about you. I'm not going to backbite. I'm not going to slander. Whatever happened in this gathering, I'm not going to spread malicious rumors about it. I give you all my assurance. I'm leaving now. But I'm leaving with this declaration that every one of you is safe from me in every regard. Babul Isti'adhan wa Adabihi. The next chapter which Imam Nawawi rahimullah brings is a chapter which deals with seeking permission. Wa Adabihi and its etiquette. Obviously in the chapter of Salam, we touched on this. In fact, the verse of the Quran, the first verse of the Quran which he brings, was discussed previously, so we're not going to go too much into the detail of it, but it is pertinent to this chapter. Isti'adhan, seek permission. Public place you're entering, your house you're entering, somebody else's house, anywhere you go. Islam requires you, it's compulsory. You don't just barge into somebody's private domain. You knock, you seek permission. There are certain adab and etiquettes that are taught to us in this regard. When our jamaats go in gush, normally the muzakara is made beforehand. Don't stand in front of the door, stand on the side. Do not look into the house of the person. Knock three times. All these adab and etiquette are not just thought up somewhere. They are extracted from the Quran and from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Directly this was his practice. The first verse, قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ, Allah Ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O you who believe, the people of Iman are addressed, لَا تَدْخُلُوا بُيُوتًا غَيْرَ بُيُوتِكُمْ, do not enter the house of anyone else. In other words, a house which is not your house, somebody else's house, do not enter. It is not permissible for you to enter. حَتَّى تَسْتَأْنِسُوا وَتُسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا, until you do not do two things, do not enter. First thing, the Arabic word for seeking permission actually is idhn, alif or hamza, zal and noon. In other words, isti'adhan, seek permission. Allah Ta'ala in the Quran doesn't say tasta'adhinu, seek permission. Allah says tasta'nisu. This comes from the word uns. Uns technically actually means familiarity. Make somebody familiar. Make somebody aware. Make somebody conscious. So the actual translation of the verse of the Quran, Hatta tasta'nisu. You cannot enter any home that is not your home until the inhabitants of that home become aware of your intention to enter. We normally, for the sake of simplicity, translate it like this, that until you do not seek permission. But technically, that translation in this context is not correct. Allah Ta'ala didn't say until you do not seek permission. Allah says until tasta'nisu, until everyone in that home where you are entering has complete knowledge with your intention to enter, number one, and is ready to give you time and wants to allow you to enter. It's convenient for that person. Till that time, Islam teaches you that don't enter. ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى لَكُمْ وَأَطْهَرُ, this is the purest thing for you, and this is the most chaste thing for you. Don't just enter into somebody else's home, somebody else's private place, somebody else's private domain, until they are not completely aware or conscious of your intention to enter. In fact, Mufassirin, this word tasta'nisu, they explain it like this, أَن تَعَلَّمُوا عِلْمَ الْيَقِينِ أَنَّ صَاحِبَكُمْ مُسْتَعِدْ لِدُخُولِكُمْ, then until you are not 100% convinced that the inhabitants of that home which you want to enter are not just aware but are waiting or anticipating your entry. Till that time, don't enter anybody else's home. Second thing which Islam teaches us, وَتُسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا, and do not enter anyone else's home until you do not make salam. Today, unfortunately, even our own houses we enter without making salam. Salam is very, very important, and this is something that we have to teach our children. How we are going to teach our children is not by telling them make salam. They have to see that we make salam. Before you enter the house, smile and make salam. Somebody else's house, seek permission, wa tusallimu, and make salam before you enter the house of that person. Many, many ahadith advocate, we've passed already, the great, great reward Allah Ta'ala gives, the barakah, the blessings, etc., that are attached to this practice. Qala Ta'ala, next verse of the Quran, وَإِذَا بَلَغَ الْأَطْفَالُ مِنْكُمُ الْحُلُمُ فَلْيَسْتَأْذِنُوا كَمَا اسْتَأْذَنَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. This verse is in Surah Nur. And we find that Surah Nur is one of the surahs, the whole Quran is full of hikmat and wisdom. And we should take the trouble of, under the guidance of the ulama, etc., to learn the commentary of the Quran, to learn the meanings of the Quran, to learn the message of the Quran. But amongst the surahs of the Quran, there are certain surahs which, if you can't learn the whole Quran, at least this is one of those surahs that each one of us, at least under the guidance of some alim, etc., should learn this, the meaning of this surah. Because in this surah, Allah Ta'ala opens up before us our day-to-day life, the etiquettes of domestic life, interaction in the home, husband, wife, children, strangers, etc., how to interact with one another. Many, many of the ahkamat and laws, particularly in this surah, we find it is highlighted. Amongst them, Allah Ta'ala says, when a child reaches hulum, hulum literally comes from the word ihtilam. In other words, a child has a seminal discharge. In other words, distinguishes by which adulthood is distinguished. So in other words, when a child reaches what Islam regards as adulthood, then فَلْيَسْتَأْذِنُوا كَمَسْتَأْذَنَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ, then let him seek permission as those in the past used to seek permission. In one interesting verse, also in Surah Nur, Allah Ta'ala highlights that even if the child hasn't reached adulthood, in other words, the age or period where obviously passion, desire, etc. enters a person, there is khawf and possibility of fitna, etc. So when you are entering somebody else's house, there are masturat, there is a possibility of fitna, etc. So Islam teaches us that seek permission. Let the inhabitants of that home become aware of your intention to enter, etc., and make salam. Three times are highlighted where Allah Ta'ala says, even if لِيَسْتَأْذِنْكُمُ الَّذِينَ مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَبْلُغُ الْحُلُمُ, even if it is not, if the person is not baligh, even if it is a little child, then these three times, whoever it is, without exception, should not enter any person's home, enter someone else's domain. Very interesting, Allah Ta'ala highlights three times. What's the three times? Min qabli salatil fajr. Before fajr salah, in other words, late at night. Tada'una thiyabakum min al-dhahira. A time when people take their clothes off at the time of what we call chasht or siesta, afternoon nap. Third, ba'di salatil isha, after isha salah. Before fajr salah, after isha salah, and at the time people take a siesta, in other words, particularly in a desert climate, excessive heat, they would rest in the early afternoon, after zuhur salah. Now why these three times particular? Even if it is nabali child, don't enter, don't disturb. In other words, these are generally time of relaxation, peace. In other words, when you visit someone, you must be cognizant. Choose a time where you're not going to disturb that person. These are generally times when people are resting, also masturat, etc. They're not following normal social decorum. They are at ease. They sometimes can be in a compromising position, etc. So under no circumstances, without seeking permission, should you enter someone's private domain. Allah give us tawfiq.